This is the VOA Special English Health Report. As of Tuesday, 73 countries had reported more than 26,000 cases of the new H1N1 flu virus. A World Health Organization official, Keiji Fukuda, said these confirmed cases included 249 deaths. Dr. Fukuda, the agency's top flu expert, says the virus continues to spread in North America, and there are increasing reports from South America as well as from other southern countries. Australia has had more than 1,000 cases, the largest number outside North America. The state of Victoria has been most affected. But the United States has had the most confirmed cases. More than 13,000 were reported as of Monday, including 27 deaths. The H1N1 outbreak began in Mexico in March. Mexico has reported more than 100 deaths. An unusual number of flu cases have been found in young people who were otherwise healthy. The WHO has an influenza warning system in which phase 6 means that a pandemic is taking place. In recent days, the United Nations agency has moved closer and closer to such a declaration. As of Tuesday, officials had not yet announced a change from phase 5. But Dr. Fukuda said the public should understand what a pandemic means.
By going to phase 6, what this would mean is that the spread of the virus has continued and that activity has become established in at least two regions of the world. It does not mean that the severity of the situation has increased or that people are getting seriously sick at higher numbers or higher rates than they are right now.
Dr. Fukuda, an acting assistant director general, said the WHO has been working with the member states to prepare for a pandemic. Scientists are working on vaccines to protect against the new virus. Governments have been gathering supplies of antiviral drugs. But public health officials have also had to consider the risks if the public overreacts to a pandemic declaration. Dr. Fukuda pointed out that hospitals might quickly fill with people who are worried but not especially sick. Then hospitals might not be able to care for other patients who really do need help. The last flu pandemic was in 1968, caused by the so-called Hong Kong flu. Scientists say the common name for the new disease, swine flu, is misleading. The virus combines human, bird, and pig viruses. But as Dr. Fukuda pointed out, eating meat from pigs has not been a danger. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. For more health news, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Jim Tedder.